Okay, we are on Kuf Yud on the base, all the way on the bottom of the page. We will do our best to cover this next little piece. This next little piece, as you can see from the art scroll, has a lot of footnotes. I'm not going to give any introduction. Let's just talk. Let's just learn. But maybe you'll help me a little bit as we move along, because there's a lot of pieces here, so I'll make sure we have it all together in our heads the right way. As we get to the end of Maseches Yevamos, Yevamos is reminding us that we didn't finish it yet, and we need to hold a cup a little bit here. So we'll figure it out. So if you remember, we're four lines from the bottom of the page. We were talking about the case of a man, right, that's married to two women. One is a katana, one is a chereshes, right? That's what we're talking about. So both of them are like their marriage to this individual are derabanan. But the Mishnah goes out of its way to say that if the man passes away, if the husband passes away, so the bia of the chereshes doesn't pater the katana and the bia of the katana doesn't pater the chereshes, and they're basically like, you know, sort of stuck. Even though you might have thought originally, well, they're both this derabanan type of kiddushin in the first place, so maybe they're sort of on the same level. So the Gemara, Gemara, you know, comes to the question of ketzad takanasan, right? So we're four lines from the bottom, middle of the line, on kufir on the base. So the Gemara says ketzad takanasan. What can we do to help, you know, resolve this for these two women? Again, the katana and the chereshes, who are both married to a man who passes away, and he has a brother. So look at Rashi, ketzad takanasan, the katana v'chereshes, right? What's the fix to allow them to move on with their lives, basically, right? Ho ve'ina achas poteres sarasa, since neither one of them will pater the other, right? I mean, you can't say, oh, I'll do yivam with one of them, and then I'll pater the other one. I'll do, you know, chalitza with one, and I'll pater. That doesn't work. So what are you going to do? So continuing Rashi. So ketzad takanasan de katana v'chereshes. How do I fix the problem for katana and chereshes? Ho ve'in achas poteres sarasa. Since one of them doesn't allow the other one to go free. V'chereshes lav bas chalitzahi. Right, and a chereshes can't do chalitza. Right, the nafe the nipok tarvayu v'chalitza. You can say, oh, let's just do both for both of them. Do chalitza misafik that I can't do because a chereshes can't do chalitza. V'imiyabim la. Right, v'chalitz the katana, and if I do yibum with the chereshes, right, and then I do chalitza for the katana, kishetagdi. All right, you'll say, oh, do a chalitza with the, do a yibum with the chereshes, and then do a chalitza the katana when she gets older, mifsala kamaisa ale. Right, then when you do, you know, doing chalitza on the katana is not going to work. Right, why? Because you're gonna Aser her originally from the original why the kimlay below yibane, right? The habia the chereshes lo dach yazika, right? Because when there's a tashish with the chereshes, what's going to happen? She is that's not going to, you know, push her away from, not going to end the zika of the katana. The name of ena chareya klum. So there's really no solution in a certain sense for the two of them, because of the fact that if you do, they're both, and this we're going to get to, they're sort of like, they're not both suffix. We're going to see they're both their suffix. It's kind of different types of suffix. But you don't have the normal mechanisms here to let them both go. So what are we going to do? So the Gemara gives the following answer. So Amar Chista, Amar Rav, Kones HaChereshes Umotzia Beget. So what do you do? Have the Chereshes have let her do yibum, and then what are you going to do? Umotzia beget, and then you have to divorce her. So you'll have the chereshes do yibum, and then immediately afterwards he'll do yibum with her. Sorry, he'll do yibum with her, and immediately afterwards give her a get. Okay, so that takes care of the chereshes. Uketana, because the chereshes can't do chalitza, but she can receive a get. Because she doesn't need das to get. Ukatana tamtin achatagdio v'tachlot. So in the katana, what do you do? And in the katana, you have to wait until she gets older, And then she could do chalitza because she can't do chalitza as a katana. But and by the way, this part of Rashi was saying before that when the chereshes does yibum, right, she has to be removed from the marriage immediately because we're going to see why as we move along. Why can't she do yibum and just stay married? We're going to see Rashi and explain why that can't happen. That's probably what he was talking about before. So he says you do yibum with the chereshes and then you give her a get, so that gets her an opportunity to leave because she couldn't have done chalitza. And the katana, you wait with her until she gets old enough, and you do a chalitza with her. Fine. So Amar Rav Chisda, if that's true, so Rav Chisda just quoted Rav. So Amar Rav Chisda, Shema Mina. So now I can tell you because of this pshat, this psak that Rav gave, we see something about Rav. Shema Mina, the kasava Rav, Chereshes Kenuya Mishu Yeres. Katana kenuya ve'ina kenuya. So let's make sure we just define these two things, because this is going to be these definitions are going to be important going forward. A chereshe says Rav Chisda, according to Rav, is considered kenuya. She's acquired umishuyeres, but not totally. She's like hanging in the air. So she's like quasi, sort of pseudo kenuya. Okay, so she is acquired, but it only in which that's called. What do they call it? Partially? Is that? Yeah. Partially acquired. Okay? But a katana is kenuya v'ena kenuya. Katana is not... So you would say it's something like this, that I think the language they use is good, that a chereshes is for sure kanui in some way. She for sure is somewhat acquired, but we don't know how much. Right? The katana is either fully acquired or not at all. Okay? So you might say, what's the difference? They're both suffix acquired. We're going to see that how it's going to make a difference. Fine. That's what he says. And how does he know? He's going to tell us how he knows. So now go to Rashi again for a second. So, and look at Rashi's Konos is a chayresh. Look at Rashi's the last line in the skinny lines. Konos is a chayresh, so motziya baget. So what should you do? You should do yibum with the chayreshes and then divorce her. Why? And Rashi says the chalitzas katana ti pasal la aleha. Right? If the katana would have done, if you would have done chalitza on the katana first, so that would have now pasaled the once the katana meaning, why don't you just do a chalitza with the katana first? Because if you did a chalitza with the katana, that would passel the chereshes totally to the husband. So you can't do that. You can't do that first.
Is that while she's still a katana, or he's saying, or after she grows up?
That's a good question. It sounds like right while she's.
I thought it was because when she was a katana, then I thought it doesn't passel her.
But if she would do as before, if she would do. Both suffolk married to the original husband, so if he does, if the new guy does chalitza with the katana, what's that going to do for the chereshes?
Because he just said it doesn't pata tzarasa, so
right. So why does it make a difference? Why does it hurt her? There's a reason why. What's the reason why? Let's see as we move along. Right. Let's see. Let's see if we can figure that out as we move along. I thought I remember why that was. Well, let's see as we move along. Fine. So the bottom line, right, is that Rav says Chereshes is kenuya v'miksas and mishiyeres. Chereshes is partially kenuya, and like Rashi says, katana suffik kenuya kula suffik ina kenuya klal. And the katana is suffik whether she's kenuya or not at all. Why? And now Rashi is going to explain the b'shteyan kenuyos. I mean, why don't I just say they're both the same type of suffik, right? Kenuya. Why don't I say that? The b'shteyan kenuyos and mishiyeres. If both of them are sort of partially kenuyos, lekalamimar, that I can't say, right? The masnisa lekalamimar, the masnisa and shaminin la, because the mission teaches us the im kain tipater chada bebias chaverta. Meaning, if they're the same status, right? They're both kenuyos and mishiyeres. So then, when one does yibum, the other one should be free to go because they basically have the same exact status, right? U'shteyan suffik. Nami lekla mimar. And when I say both of them are suffik kenuyos, why don't I just say that? I also can't say that. Why? Midikatani seifa de masnisin, because the lady in the mission says, ba yavam al katana v'chazor bala chereshes. If the yavam has tashmish with the katana, and then goes out afterwards, and then has tashmish with the chereshes, pasal as a katana, right? So now he makes the katana psula at that point, right? Yavam al chereshes v'chazer b'al katana, and what if the yavam has tashmish with the chereshes and then with the katana, pasal as a chereshes? He passes the chereshes from staying married to her, right? V'ishtein suffik, v'ishtein suffik, and if they're just both, they're both a suffik, right? Kamaisa teisev gabe mimarshach. The first woman should be able to stay with him, right? Meaning, this is what the Gemara is going to say, but this is like Rashi explaining it more. So let's just read it in Rashi. But his point is that if both of them are suffik, right? Why is this halacha that? And this is maybe sort of what we're getting at before. I don't get it. If he marries one and then marries the other, we say by marrying the second one, he passes the second one on the first one, right? Passes the second one to the yavam. Why? If they're both suffik, let the first woman just stay. Why? Taste of gabe mimanavshach. I put down the top Rashi in the top of the page. Kufi down from Amnon. Right. Then let her just stay. Why? Daha acharona la pasala ale. Right. The second one shouldn't have any impact. If a man, again, he can, right, technically he can be married to both women if he wants to be, right? He can do even with both, right? But he can technically be married to both. Or in the very least, if he's together with one of them, if he does even with the katana or the chereshes, what should we say? Good, he's even with her. If he marries the second woman, so what does that do with the first woman's marriage? Nope. Nothing, right? They're not sisters, right? And even if they were, right? But the point is, it shouldn't impact the connection between him and the first woman. Right, that should be left alone. The im shtein kenuyos, because if both of them are kenuyos, ein acharona poselas harishona, then the second one doesn't do anything to the first one. The first one had a marriage and fine, she did yibum. The ein achar biyaklum, after he had tashmish with the first woman, nothing to do with the second woman. So the second woman is her own status, but the first woman is married. V'im zu v'zu ein kenuya, and if both of them, again, if it's suffik, right? If they're both suffik kenuya, so you go either way. Either they're, you know, they both have a status of the kinyan works, in which case at least the first woman is married to him. And if they're both not really kinyan at all, then and on tzaras zulazu, then they're not tzaras at all, right? And then again, they don't impact each other. So what has to be the case? The fact that we don't allow them to both exist at the same time, what must be true? Ella chada kinyan mishiyeres v'chada safek. Right. So it must be they both have different types of status, and that's why we are afraid to ever allow them to exist, to coexist. And that's why we don't say, we mean chereshes do yibum, and then, right, wait until the kedah gets older and do chalitza. We don't say that. We say chereshes do yibum, and then get divorced, end your relationship, and now we wait for the chereshes, for the kedah to get older, and now to do chalitza. We never allow them to both be connected to him at the same time, because of this difference. Okay? So now, let's go back into Gemara just for a second. So, to go back to the bottom of Kuf Yod Amud Beis, so we said, again, that Rav held chereshes kenuya mishiyeres katana kenuya ve'ena kenuya. The isak adai the chereshes kenuya ve'ena kenuya. Because if you want to hold that the chereshes is kenuya ve'ena kenuya katana kenuya mishiyeres, or the opposite, right? So now we said they have to be different, right? But why do I know that? Which one's which? Right? That we haven't decided yet. So now the Gemara is going to explain why. Because right, if you want to hold that chereshes is kenuya ve'ena kenuya and katana is kenuya mishiyeres, the opposite, that the chereshes is a suffik Kanoi and the Kitana is the one who's partial on my Kones Umatiya Baget. Right? Why do you have her? Why would you, and that's, if that was the setup, why would you have the Chayreshes do Yibum and then leave with the get? Taste of Gabe, Mimanavshach, let her stay. Let her do Yibum and stay with the Yavam. Why? Ikinuyahi, if she is acquired, right? Because you say, again, if the argument is that the Chayreshes is just suffic full kinyan, right? So if he does even with her, let her stay. If she's fully acquired, ha kanuyahi, she's fully acquired. V'lav kanuyahi, and if she's totally not kanuya, ha nachris ba'amahi, she's just some random woman, right? And she's not connected at all. She's not tzara to the other woman. Let the guy be married to two women. Who cares? And v'chi teiman, if you're going to tell me, katana amai tante man shetagdil, right? V'tachos, so then you can tell me, if you're going to say it, be fine. So katana also, why should she wait to do... to do Yibam and then do Chalit, you know, when she gets older and then do Chalit. So why are you telling me that? Tesef Gabe, let her stay also. I kanu yehi, ha kanu yehi. Ilav kanu yehi, ha nachas ba'amahi. If this is what your argument is, then fine. Then even in the case that I'm arguing, says Rav Chisda, why does the Katana, you know, have to wait till she gets older? Let her again, just do Yibam right away. So in Kain, Chareshet b'mate, because I'll tell you why. Because if you would do that, the Chareshet could never leave. Why would you never be allowed to leave? Look at Rashi. Nachris ba'am, look at Rashi's Katana, my time to the tachlos. Yisa'ena mitchila. It's like 9 lines down in the skinny lines. Yisa'ena mitchila v'teshe v'etzal mimanav shach. The reason is because Chareshet b'mate, but why? Ha'lav bas chalitza hi, and a Chareshet can't do chalitza. V'rav takanta l'tarvayu to katani. And the reason, according to Rav, what's going on here is that basically, and this will finish our first part of the conversation, is that basically what he argues is if it's true that they each have a different status, right? It's totally suffik or kinuya mishiyeres. If that's true, then why do I choose? You know, why am I choosing to do this order? Because the chareshes can't do chalitza, right? So I'd rather do. Have the chareshes get married and get a get. Have the katana wait, and then she does chalitza because they can't both do the same thing, right? So we have to choose one does one and one does the other. And if that's true, I'd rather have the katana be the one to wait till she gets older because the chareshes otherwise, if the katana does chalitza right away, then the chareshes will never have that possibility. So that's why we wait. That's why it's where they have to be separate, and that's why we choose this order. But the Gemara will counter as we move on.